There is a restriction on U.S. citizens traveling to Cuba. However, you are allowed to travel here, to Cuba, Missouri, that is. And if you do, you'll find a longtime business called the Wagon Wheel, the story of a business that just keeps rolling through the years, is this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is, because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org, because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Connie Eccles owns one of the oldest businesses in Cuba, Missouri.
In 1935, it was a motel, gas station, and restaurant cafe to start with.
It's called the Wagon Wheel Motel, and it's never closed in nearly eight decades.
There was a real famous stonemason and architect that designed the buildings on the outside.
In fact, the stone buildings have stood the test of time and required very little renovation over the years. They also make the old wagon wheel an icon along this stretch of Route 66. The stone is all local.
They said the farmers would haul it out of the fields for him when they knew he was building, and he'd pick it up on the side of the road and bring it in. They would bring it to him because he would do work for them in the area.
They are simple yet beautiful buildings from the 1930s that have received national recognition.
Five buildings on the National Historic Registry. The front building and the little gas station next door, and then there's three main motel buildings. One was added onto in the 40s, and then there's a block building in behind them, and it's on the National Historic Registry also. It's now the $1 million building, because that's what it took to restore it about.
When they began restoration, they found a surprise in many of the attics.
They had cardboard on all the attic roofs and stuff up there, and they said it was because they let people sleep up there during wartime and depression, because if they had nowhere to go, they'd let them sleep in the attics because they were warm.
Traveling the Countryside in Cuba, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.